being able to see clearly is something that we almost take for granted. So when award-winning artist Jackie Cheng almost lost hers, it put a new perspective on her work and her ability to navigate the world. In early 2018, the Broome-based Malaysian artist was diagnosed with an acute form of glaucoma, but she didn't act upon it until almost a year later when an eye surgeon did emergency laser surgery to save her sight. Jackie is most well known for her intricate work that layers finely cut paper sheet upon sheet to create a three-dimensional image. But for her latest work as part of the Broome Fringe Festival, she's entering a new space, physically, spiritually, artistically. She's painting in public, small black ink brush strokes on a piece of paper some 8 metres long by 5 metres wide for a piece called Beyond Sight.
So I've ignored a health condition which wasn't really obvious because there was no symptom. And when I was told the second time, literally, I was advised to seriously seek help because I may lose my eyesight. That's when it hit home because I realized that what use am I if, you know, how can I continue my passion or prolong this career that I so heavily invested in without my eyesight? And then it became a bigger question in how the society view everyday life and even on the minority side, you know, like people with impairments and what they do or see. I think it's a bigger question ultimately, and I'm probably seeking to find some, hopefully some, you know, consolation or some answers in my repetitive, meditative drawing experience here.
Jackie, is your eye condition treatable?
Yes, it is treatable, and luckily, so I sought help, and the ophthalmologist did this eye surgery on me pretty much immediately, and it was pretty much a zap and, you know, laser, but it doesn't correct the sight. It just means that it's released its pressure from further damaging my eye, so that's good news. And it's just something that I have to deal with. And, you know, the only way to correct this is through, to assist me is through my glasses and aware from when I work. And also the condition of lighting that I've used, because for years I've been working white on white with white lights. And I do rely heavily on the shadows of each cut to tell me when to cut. And when it got worse to a point that I could not see where I was going, and using my finger to feel the edges of the previously cut paper, and I realized this is a massive problem because it's not going to be I'm not able to express further with the same technique.
Jackie, this piece that you're doing is deeply meditative, enhanced by the gorgeous music, the soft white curtains, the soft light. This paper before us is enormous, and you are crafting with the world's largest paintbrush, I have to add, hundreds and hundreds of small black lines.
This piece is entirely process-based, and I don't think that I'm actually seeking an outcome out of it, because like anything else, it's very much of understanding each stroke and each moment and be present. So I'm just showing up to this every day, like how I will be showing up to my practice every day and continue the work that I'm doing. This is another form of extending the language of being present, I suppose.
Yeah, so it's not about necessarily creating a particular item of art. It's the process, isn't it? The immersive process. When you are standing here for hours wielding your giant bamboo paintbrush, what's going through your head?
Oh, dear. Lots. Firstly, it was trying to ignore the mosquito bites. And then secondly...
That's not very meditative, is it?
No. But it was... It's interestingly, because I think the first day I absolutely felt knackered in 4 hours. I think it was the intense way of me drawing small little lines with this about 5 kilogram bamboo brush that I crafted. And I think the intensity would lessen as I work each stroke, top to bottom, just about, depending, you know, it's most of the strokes are just about 5 centimeters. But there's a lot of strength and there's a lot of perseverance in making those marks. And I think ultimately it's the questions with whether it's perseverance or endurance or both in making these marks and breathing throughout the whole process.
That's philosophy for life, really, isn't it? I can't help but notice the implements that you're using, the bowls of ink in different colours, the 5 kilo bamboo paintbrush, and then in the middle of these intricate drawn lines, what I can only describe as a very large ink splash and some footprints.
Well, I wish that was actually Flunk ink, but it's actually not Flunk ink. It's more, I was in the midst of drawing and painting and I was stepping back to look at the, to actually make way for the implement. And I accidentally stepped on this bowl and the ink spilled on the paper and it was all covered on my feet. Well, my first instinct was to move away from the ink. Then I actually make a couple marks, which I quite adore now because, like we just talked before, it was just the old effect of wabi-sabi and it's spilled ink. What are we going to do about it? Move on.
Artist Jackie Cheng using a 5 kilo bamboo paintbrush and ink to create Beyond Sight.